You're listening to the rather incredible podcast by Christopher Terry and Simon Willis.
Hi, I'm Dr. Funk.
And I'm Captain Glovebox.
And this is Captain Glovebox versus Dr. Funk.
Podcast edition.
Yeah, we're here with lovely Hodge and Olivia, our two wonderful friends.
Yo.
Hello.
They've got their own YouTube channel. We'll
this is gonna be in iTunes.
Somehow get it across to you, so you can watch their videos. They're hilarious. We've recently done a vlog with them,
but not literally 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. The whole point of this is we're kind of just going to comment on news stories that we feel are either hilarious or just downright stupid. The things that happen in life. And
it's the thing that's happening. Because the video blogs we do are just too nerdy for normal people. So we're ripping off hilarious people like Ricky Gervais and stuff. In the vain hope that people will watch or listen to this. And then they'll go, oh, we should watch the news vlog that they do about games. And they'll go, oh man, I'm so into that. But that's not going to happen.
No.
So, first one.
First story of the day.
Oh guys, by the way, feel free to actually say something.
Oh yeah, of course, yeah.
Jump on in. Well, first story is David Cameron accidentally leaves his daughter in a pub.
Is she fit though?
Do you think she's about?
Yeah, she's about
three.
No, she's nine, I believe.
That's old enough.
I mean, this is what we've got here. This is all the stories that people are telling. Like, yeah, hey, it's okay, Dave, but it's not okay.
Well,
it's bad enough. Like, so you lose your mum in the shop, but then you walk around the other aisle and your mum's there, and you just go, "Oh, you were by the ketchup. I was unaware. I thought we were in the toilet roll."
By this point, you're already crying.
Yeah. But you find her.
Yeah.
When you're in a pub and you leave your child there, it's not like losing your mum in the supermarket, that's leaving your child in a pub garden with loads of creepy guys, and you're just like, I'm Prime Minister, this is fine.
No, but they, when they came back to collect their daughter, she was actually just helping out the pub staff by like collecting glasses and things. So she was all okay, she's all fine. I mean, it's
just the worst parenting, though.
There's worse parents out there.
Well, yeah.
And my mum nearly left me a Tesco. Well, to be fair, it was a massive Tesco, and I did get lost by my own accord.
Anyone right to leave you as
no,
a child.
No, I genuinely panicked so hard. This must have happened to a lot of kids, because I panicked so hard that I started crying down the aisles.
Yeah, that's
and I ran up to the front, and I asked the woman to call up over the
really?
Thingy, and I asked for my mother. And she was just like, obviously, because I was in such a shaken state, all I said was, can you find my mum? And she was like, what's her name? And I was like, mum! Obviously!
that's happened to me plenty of times. I've been in the supermarket with my mum. My mum's wandered off to do something. I've been looking at something. She's forgotten. She's like not realised that I'm not there anymore.
I think that's the whole reason why people, when you lose someone in a shopping centre now, you go, right, you look down that aisle, I'll look down this aisle, we'll go all the way down.
See, I've got a great way of doing it because I only really ever shop in Asda. Yeah. And that's just literally two aisles.
So you just constantly
it's two
look
aisles
down.
Deep. So all you do is, when you get in, go through clothing, and then you go through the middle section. So if you've lost your mum or you need to find something, you just strafe the entire shop.
Yeah.
Or if you're feeling really bold, walk the length of the shop by the tills and annoy all of the other shoppers and just barrel it down every aisle. And if your eyesight's good enough, you can see everything. It's life changing.
But yeah, that's, well, kind of went off topic there and just discussed times when we got lost.
That's what we do every time we do anything like this, so that's fine.
That's why we're moving more into this than an actual vlog. But
podcasts are easier to edit.
Yes. Well, we'll move on to London cops blow up a tourist car, then, just to rub it in, issue a parking ticket.
What the fuck?
Did you not hear about this?
I read it in the paper.
Yeah, well, basically, that's just the headline for this story, but the general story is his car broke down, so he parked, and he left a note on his windscreen saying that, yeah, this is broken, I've called the AA. He went to get a coffee, have a little look around while he was close, and London police, thought terrorism, bomb, and blew up his car, and then gave him a parking ticket.
Did they anagram his note? As if to say, there's a bomb in this car, please blow me up.
Yeah, they must have looked at it and gone, oh, I see, this is that code that the Taliban have been using. Look at the way the bees are arranged.
Jesus Christ, Benton, quickly!
He didn't seriously pay the parking fine, surely.
I don't believe he did.
I want him to be like the politest tourist ever, like, sorry Hans, we just nuked your car and here's a parking fine. Like, oh, don't worry about it, officer, I understand it happens all the time in Germany. Here's 30 euro, we don't accept that. Suck you, suck you. He was gay, it's a gay tourist.
No, but just like his note here, I've got what his note actually said. It said, "Dear sir or madam, this car is broken. I'm just waiting for the AA to arrive. Please do not fine. Thank you. Yours sincerely." Okay? The fact he said, "Please do not fine," as well, it just makes it all worse. It just, oh, terrorists.
I just can't believe the cops were like, and did mate, because he said he was in a coffee shop. So does that mean he like kind of watched from afar? He's like, oh, this espresso is really nice. What the hell is it? Oh, my chicken!
But it's, well, he went and got a coffee and he went for a little bit of sightseeing because he was like 5 minute walk from like Buckingham Palace. So he thought, I'll go have a look at Buckingham Palace. I think that's probably one of the main reasons why they were just like, oh, wait, here, terrorist. Because he's quite close to Buckingham Palace. But...
well, it's a really weird place to break down, though.
Buckingham Palace?
Yeah.
Not really.
I suppose if he's a tourist.
To be fair, like, now that you've put it in context...
I've mysteriously broken down outside the Queen's Palace.
Please don't find me.
Damn it. I'm going to go and get a Starbucks from a safe distance where I can view everything.
I'll just insert camera in car of palace window. There she is.
I really hope the palace
what? We're not saying he's now an assassin.
No, he could just be like his own private footage of, oh my god, I've seen the Queen today.
He's now a perv. He's now a perv.
No, just like, oh my god, the Queen.
The Queen.
You know, everybody but English people think that the Queen is a fucking bollocks, man.
I really would love, like, you know, everyone has that thing that I really want to meet the Queen. I want to meet the Queen, or whoever is royalty by the time it comes round, if it ever comes round. I want to meet them, but I don't want to just go, oh, good evening, Mum, and shake hands. I want to high-five them and go, you're rad at your job, and then hug them.
Well,
it's my dream to give Her Majesty a cuddle.
As soon as we go off topic, I believe it's time to move on to the next one.
Child rape!
Yeah. We're going dark here, into the shadows. Okay, well there's AM.
Which is how child business do it.
Yeah, exactly.
I know.
Awful.
This story is about a flirting app called Scout for iPhones and blah, 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 and all those other things.
There's an app for it.
Spelt S-K-O-U-T, if anyone wants that.
James.
No? I'm going to download this right now.
I've already got it. I don't have it.
No,
because you'll get raped.
The youngest...
Yeah, look.
Look.
Child rape. You are both of those.
Yes.
But, okay. Now, instead of discussing whether the Hodge is
we're
child...
We're disgusting.
Well, the Scout community, the minimum age to join is 13.
That's too young.
I had sex when I was 12.
James, no you didn't.
By the way, Hodge's real name is James, just in case you get confused.
Right.
So the minimum age is 13, and this app is basically it gives you can flirt with other people in the area, in like your vicinity, and it tells you where they are
in your area.
Yeah.
This is amazing.
No.
Hodge.
Listen to the rest of the.
Oh
article.
My gosh! Listen right. to this argument. It's got this.
It like you know the location thing on your iPhone.
Yeah. Jesus, she's a beauty, isn't she?
Oh.
I really like this guy.
This. He looks pretty G. Looks
anyway.
Pretty, sorry, discussing...
yeah, but, like, the thing with this is... No. I've noticed, and I've been reading the papers a lot lately, because when you work at the Greyhound, there is nothing to do! Yeah, like, reading through all the papers, there's been, like, millions and trillions of these awful, awful sex scandals and stuff happening online, and it's like, people always say, so bad... But you don't think about it until you read stuff like this. So you got this Scout app, which Hodge is now downloading.
Yep.
But then there's like, do you remember Habbo Hotel? Did you ever play
that?
Oh, I watched that on the news the other day. I couldn't, me and my sister
what
sat
happened
there.
On there?
Right, on the news, right, they were saying that Habbo Hotel is now...
I'm sorry, what? Habbo?
Oh, Habbo, Habbo Cha Cha Cha.
Stop being such a bobber.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that
yes.
was good.
That was
anyway,
impressive.
Apparently... people from the news went and played as a character and they went in and apparently people are like all like, oh yeah, your kids are coming with me kind of thing, fucking getting MSN and stuff.
Isn't it like, I just thought it became a hub for sexual activity.
Yeah, they were just like, oh yeah, there's perverts on here now. And I was just like, well, when I played that, there was no one. It was just great all
the
time.
See, like, you know, you can go visit other rooms, and I'd go and be like, I joined about 57 million clubs.
Me and my sister used to play costume change thing, where they'd be like, right, change it to a duck, and then everybody would disappear, and they come back and they were all ducks. Who was the best duck? Who got kicked out of rooms?
Doing like a teleport maze, did you ever do those?
Yeah, me and my sister basically had a furniture like exchange shop, and then we would kick each other out of the room for ages, just kick each other out because we were the owners.
You see,
just kick each other out.
Like, that's just basically.
And that's all we did. And now they're saying like, oh yeah, perverts everywhere.
It is. Those kind of things are.
To be fair, occasionally when I went on there, like when I was younger, it'd be like special room, and I'd go, oh cool, special room. They've probably got that cool Russian teleporter. Click on it, and you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but they're the kind of thing. I'm not stupid enough to go, oh yeah, that this is what I want to be getting myself involved in, and nobody should be so naive, it's everywhere.
But I think the thing is, with this is, like, because all of that is glorified now in society, this is going to sound really old-fashioned, but in society now, sex and relationships and all that jazz is really glorified, and everyone, like, even perfume adverts now are just like soft porn. That's ridiculous.
So music videos though, like Rihanna.
Exactly. Well, there was that one music video that literally was just hardcore pornography.
So all these girls are
with
online
the money
right now and near
why
me.
Are you on it?
They're all here.
Oh no! You're
I
not
think I literally know her.
Oh wait, who? Who do you know?
What? I thought I knew her, but it's not.
Is that Lauren? Oh no.
Kevin.
Kevin, is that you?
Dad.
why are we go back down? Chris, oh no, I thought I recognised.
I thought
someone.
I know her. What's her name? Kelly? No, I don't know her.
Okay.
Anyway, look.
Getting distracted.
The thing of it is, like, with these things, everyone now is like, yeah, this is fine. So kids go and get these apps on their phones because now this is an age where everyone has a smartphone, so you can get this. And you get these kids who are like, I want to get a boyfriend. I'm 13 and I want a boyfriend. I have to have a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And then they go on these things to meet other people, and it's just full of rapey 14-year-old men. Stop checking the girl out! Hodge, you're the worst.
Hodge, we're trying to say to people here, don't get this app. It's causing child rape.
Someone has checked me out.
So. Oh, sweet mother of Mary.
For God's sake. Okay, moving off of that subject before Hodge just gets too turned on by it.
In other words, perving is bad, okay?
Well, for some of us.
For all of us.
All of us, Hodge.
All on the bus.
God.
You're disgusting.
Today hasn't been a very good for our internet adventures, has it?
It's been brilliant.
And the last subject of the day.
Take it away, Naomi. Naomi?
Take it away, Naomi.
Oh, hi, Naomi. No, you can go. We'll do one
Who's
with
Naomi?
You later.
Who's Naomi?
She just left. Did you not see her?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. I'll see you later, Naomi.
She's invisible.
You spat on my face.
I'm sorry.
That's what she said.
Say don't spray it. Blah, blah, blah. And apparently, the last story of the day is birthday honours, Charles Dunstone knighted.
Okay. That doesn't really make sense
if
you don't know who Charles Dunstone is, or what birthday is, or what knighted is. So,
and if you're not Asian, you have no idea what honour is. Chinese people are all about honour.
Okay, we haven't even started the story and it's straight away like off at a tangent.
Right.
Okay, well basically, Charles Dunstone is the Carphone Warehouse CEO, I believe, and for the birthday he got knighted.
By the Queen.
By the Queen, along with the Executive Director of Tesco and some other people.
He was one of many in the Queen's birthday honours list.
I just don't, like, look, I made a phone house salesman factory. Okay, sword!
I wouldn't really trust the Queen with a sword, to be honest.
I want to get knighted on my birthday.
I want to get knighted, but I wanted to.
No, it's not his birthday. It's the Queen's birthday.
I want.
What?
Isn't it? Because like it's all Queen's
her
birthday.
Her birthday was
services
last week.
Services to charity was why he got knighted.
But I don't. But I I mean.
Oh, okay, fair enough. I thought it was just because he made a phone.
I want knighthood. I'd service charity all the time.
Yeah.
At the Globe, we have like
Glenwood
charity drives. I think
the entire corporation of Oxfam charity shop should totally get knighted. Everyone.
Every single member of staff. Every single
In Dunstable
one.
Only.
Everyone in Dunstable should just get knighted.
Everyone in Dunstable, because
Dunstable, the knighted town of the
but
UK.
Do you not think, like, when charity people come up to you and you can't physically give them money, they accost you in the street and they're like, look, I had this yesterday. I was in town. And this really cool guy who was doing stuff for listening dogs and seeing dogs, blind and deaf.
How's that?
What do you mean, listening dogs?
Listening dogs for the deaf.
They have listen. What?
Wow, they have hearing dogs for the deaf.
Amazing.
Did you not know
that? Hearing impaired people that can't hear.
They have hearing dogs.
Dogs like touch them in special places.
Anyway.
This isn't Scout, anyway. It's hearing dogs. Anyway, yeah. And this guy's like, hello, my name's Tony, and I do hear, and I know some blind people, and was like, you could get a seeing dog, that'd be great. Imagine if it was the dog that I sponsored, and then we could be friends. But, like, and then he said all this stuff, he's like, it's 25p a day, that's 750 a month, and I went, I can't afford it, I have a phone bill to pay, I'm really sorry, I'm skint, and I'm going to Reading Festival this year, man, but good luck with the rest of your day. Shook his hand and left, and when I got home, I wanted to stab myself. I was like, oh.
It's
quite tragic.
It's really bad.
But, you know, the charity people, like, who stand in charity people, are making out like they're, like, an exact
the
race.
The charity people.
They're like, when they have their buckets and stuff, they're genuinely not allowed to shake it at you, because it will demoralise you, and you'll feel like you have to do it. Even though
they stand
it's an
there
optional
going,
thing, they're not allowed to shake it. It's illegal because it just makes you feel like, well, oh my god, have my whole wallet.
Obviously, like this guy's got knighted for like things he's done for charity. But what about the people that have like lived out in like places, like doctors that have gone out for years to like Sudan and places like that just to help people out?
I bet he shook buckets all the time as well. I bet he went around the car phone warehouse with his buckets. Yeah, going, look at me, put money in it.
Yeah, that's probably what he did. But there's people out there that are helping out, like, doing real things that really, really help.
Yeah,
but like, obviously the money helps to fund it, but why don't they get as much recognition as the guy that owns Carphone Warehouse?
Because no one cares about those people. He's a big, big thing. So everyone's like, oh, look, he's done this charity. If I went to Sudan for a weekend...
No,
and
but
chilled out with some AIDS orphans and gave them water and stuff and helped and was a good guy, I could come home and the Queen would go, oh, I still don't care. Look, Philip, I'm a stamp. Stole a Russell Howard joke.
No, but like, I'm not saying like a weekend away to Sudan on like a working holiday is going to get united.
Going,
I mean,
on
like,
a voluntary jolly.
Like, the thing, like, people that have been out there for like years.
I just don't get it. And like, you know, hats off to her, Madge, 33 years of oppression. 33. Do you know why I said 33? Because that's what it says on the laptop.
It's not 33, no, is it?
No, that is the battery life left on the laptop.
33 minutes left on the laptop.
I'm currently looking for women in our local area.
Okay, right.
Okay, I'm going to download Scout.
No.
Pose as a woman, flirt with you, and then murder you.
And
then you'll understand how bad
then you'll
Scout
understand
is.
How bad that
happens. How will I understand if I'm dead?
I'll stab you and make sure you're inches from death.
Okay.
But then as you breathe your final breath, you'll go, oh no, I should never have downloaded Scout, and I'll record it.
Upload it to my YouTube channel.
Yeah. I'll just film it on my iPhone, like, LOL!
That's not really LOL worthy,
though. It's not really even, I'm sure it's not even allowed to be on YouTube.
No,
well, they put like
of
all of the Friday the 13th films on there and stuff like Dead
that's
Snuff.
That's true, that is true.
Yeah, but
real.
They're not snuff films, are they?
Yeah, no, but if
I... Who said he was going to have sex with me afterwards?
Oh, my...
What?
Jesus!
Snuff isn't porn.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Snuff is where you kill people.
But hang on, just
well,
like real life kill people.
There is
snuff porn, but there's not. Snuff is just.
I think
this
we've really
is
gone
just,
off.
This is just ridiculous.
We're talking about snuff porn.
Right, okay.
It's gone well off.
This is a terrible day. I think we should close up here.
Yeah, we should probably close up. And I'll leave you with an image that I saw the other day of quite a large man on a granny mobile wearing a full face helmet. Ski goggles and a neck brace.
And before you go, you need to check out James Hodges' channel. I think it's called Jammy James 220.
Spelled J-A-M-M-I-E, not like the jam.
Spelled that way. And he does funny vlogs.
Yeah.
And also check out Chrome Mag TV. They're also great. They organise events and do videos for musicians.
And just because my name isn't in his YouTube channel, I'm always in them.
Yeah, Olivia is always in them. Much like a lot of things, Olivia is always in.
Oh!
Well, funny! So good!
But yeah.
Not funny.
Guys, for helping us out with this, with this podcast. If you're listening to it, thank you for downloading, because...
Yeah, thanks, Chris's dad.
Yeah, thanks, Dad. And, see you later.
One wave. Bye!
Bye! Whoa!